The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today that is, it's actually Monday the 6th. Tomorrow will be it's Monday the 7th. Tomorrow will be the 8th, but I'm recording this on the Monday because I'm professional, all right, guys? Professional, get it done early, fucking no fucking about. It's just me by myself. What is that buzzing? You probably can't hear it. Anyway, this is it, guys. The General Banter Podcast. Brought to you, as always, by beer52.com. I mention it every week. It is the Netflix of fucking craft beer. The very beer that I would have slagged in a stand-up set. Alright? But secretly drink it all the fucking time. What you do is, you subscribe to this beer company, beer52.com, and they send you different beers every month on different themes. So one time it was like Colorado beers, and then it was North of England beers, and then they'll do different themes and stuff like that. And you get different beers every month. They're deliciously. I'm having a fucking stroke here. Deliciously strong. Okay. Have 4 bottles or 10s of that shit, and you are well toasty. The reason I have to tell you about it is because there is, of course, a code for you guys, which is BANTER10, BANTER10, 10, and that gets you £10 off your first order. Unbelievable! And that's about it. That's about all I have to tell you. So if you want some delicious craft beer, something a bit different, be surprised every month, you get a magazine with it, you get snacks, you open it up and you're like, oh my goodness, sweet little treat for me, eh? And then you get to have some delicious beer, and that's it. beer52.com, check it out. Although the only other thing I have to plug is, of course, Lavery's, which is the first and third Wednesday of every month, which usually works out in such a way as the third week is kind of towards the end of the month. For some reason, it's a bit of a long month in the old November. Let me look at it visually. Oh my god, I keep coughing. Yeah, so next Wednesday is the 16th. Usually the last Wednesday is usually the second one. But this month, the gigs were the 2nd, and the next one's the 16th. And then the 23rd, we don't have one. And then there's one early December. So that's it, Lavery's Comedy Club. It's going to be Tom the Bear O'Mahony, who is one of my favourites. He's very, very fucking funny. He has been on various things. Down south, Damo and Ivor, he's always on the fucking radio. He was on that Ghost Hunter show last week that I was talking about. He's wild funny, alright? He's very funny. Probably the only guy in the world who wears more camo than me. But he's coming up the headline. Mickey's going to MC, and I'm going to do a big old half-hour support slot with all new material. Hopefully. Praise be to Allah. I just throw it around. That's the thing about not being religious. You can pick whatever the fuck you want, you know what I mean? I'll say that. I'll go, Jesus Christ. You know, I'll do the wee fucking, yep, I'm a Buddhist, hands together. Thank you. Which I feel is quite nice. I realised that when I was in Thailand. Anyway, let's dive into the general banter for the week. I'm doing a podcast now. I also probably should have uploaded the live podcast from last Wednesday at Lavery's. Cheers to all of those who came out. It was a rowdy old fucking night. Lads, tell you that. We let in, there was a work do, but it was from McDonald's. I don't know whether it was a Christmas do, or it was someone's birthday, or what the fucking crack was. But we let this group in, and, there's always someone ruining the crack, isn't there? There's always one person who just fucks it up for everybody. And they had one staff member who was just, fucking... She just... I mean... You know the type. Just thought, oh, my fucking God. Grown woman, too. You know, not like, oh, here's a drunk teenager, can't handle her drinks. Grown woman, fucking...
Oh, my God, fuck me, Lord Jesus, grown mama.
I don't know where the fuck they were from. However, oh, my God. I did this in a bed. I'm sitting on a bed right now. And I was like, this might be more comfortable. And I was like, nope, not at all. They fucking shouted all night. People were getting pissed off. But apart from that, it was an okay night, you know. Did the old live podcast. I might have to do a wee bit of editing. Just to shorten it a bit. I'll probably start with the bit where Mickey Bartlett was talking about Ian Watkins from Lost Prophets fame. Who one of his... it's already dodgy territory. One of his accusations or one of the things he was charged with was the attempted rape of a baby. And Mickey, being the comedian... And comedians can't stop themselves, you know? Mickey was like, listen, how bad do you have to be at raping that it was an attempted rape? He's like, you can't even hold your head up, you know what I mean? You're a baby. Anyway, he was 100% joking, but about 15 people did leave. But it was great crack, so I'll get that edited and put up. I haven't even listened to it. Hopefully it turned out okay. But cheers to everyone who came to that. And then, of course, if you watch my vlogs, get on the... I mean, this is what my life has become now. I go on Snapchat to tell people to go onto my fucking YouTube. You know, I do podcasts to tell people to go to my gigs. You know, follow me on Instagram. Watch my vlogs. It's just a big old incestuous fuck pit. But if you watch the vlog, you'll have seen I bumped into this dude outside, which was just a wonderful encounter. He started to tell me, watch the vlog. It's called Donkey Salami. Oh, if you type in Godzilla, Gedzilla, into YouTube, you can get that vlog. Which is weird. Just got talking to this guy, and he was talking. He's like, oh, no, I'm a culture, and it's all on film. And he's like, yeah, we had these donkeys that we had to sell for salami. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he's like, yeah, donkey salami is a big deal. Now, he could have been, fuck, I'm going to look it up. Okay, I don't know why I haven't tried this already, but he's either bullshitting me or, let me see, donkey, salami. No, it's real. Yeah, it's real. Okay, so there are parts of the world where they eat fucking donkey salami. Here's a, what's that say? Podcast 231, donkey salami? Fuck me. So he was saying that they were selling these donkeys to be turned into salami. In whatever part of the world it was. Oh, hold on. Sorry, just interrupted there for a bit of a phone call there. Do you ever come off a phone call and be like, that's about the second time this year I've used my phone as a fucking phone? Anyway, yeah, so this guy's talking about donkey salami. Where was it? It is real. I've just looked it up. But isn't it weird how, you put certain fucking thing. You're like, who eats a donkey? And then you speak to a Polish guy. He's like, hey, it's fucking donkey babies. And he's like, I don't give a fuck what it is. There's just certain animals you wouldn't eat. It was like that whole fucking Findus. Findus? Is that the name? Or is that the name of the fucking dolphin at Dingle? Anyway, fungi. what was it called? Yeah, Findus fucking food processing place, and there was traces of horse meat in the beef, and everyone was cracking up and on. You're like, listen, you know, it's a bit like someone going like, oh, I ordered a fucking, you know. No, I'm trying to make a good analogy in my fucking head here, and it's not working at all. You know, it's like someone going, can I get a cheese fucking sandwich? And you put, you know, delicious cheddar in it, and they turn around and they're like, what is this bullshit? I wanted plastic fucking cheese from a wee packet, a wee slice of cheese. What I'm trying to say is, I'm sure horse meat is better than fucking cow meat. You know? I imagine it's leaner. I imagine it's, well, I don't know about tasty, you know, sometimes when things are a bit more muscular, they're not as fucking tasty. So you may not eat me, you know what I'm saying, with the fucking traps on this cunt, like a cobra. I would be perfect to eat, you know what I mean? Big, reasonably muscular, but with a lot of fat. Think of the fucking crackling you'd get off my shitter, unreal. But it is weird that you would never think of eating a donkey. And then there's other places where they're like, oh yeah, 100%. Get the fire lit. We'll kick that donkey in. And you know the donkey's face doesn't change the whole time, because that's just the way donkeys are. You know, you see those ads where it's like, save a donkey. And no one's clipped its feet, and it's got like fucking, looks like it's got those wee Turkish elf slippers on, because the nail just grows right out. But it's still got the like, sad face. You know, you can never tell if a donkey's happy or sad. Not that you can tell if a cow's happy or sad, but you know, they just look sad all the time. You could be like, oh, hey donkey, it's your birthday. And he's like, whatever. And they're like, sorry, mate. I know it's only the day after your birthday. We're going to have to send you to Poland here to be turned into a fucking sausage. All right, mate. Just no expression whatsoever. And they're strange wee faces. I mean, salami seems like an extreme move. I feel like, you know, can you get like fillet of donkey before? You know, salami is like, you make that with the shite that you don't use. You know, you grind up all the fat and fucking spare meat and all that shit. Is there people who run around with like, yeah, wait, this is filet of donkey. Do you want some donkey rump up in this bitch? This is donkey ham. My name's Donkey Ham. What would you like, sir? Some donkey belly? Some roast donkey belly? Here's some pulled donkey shoulder. Just doesn't sound good, does it? Although people would eat pulled shite at this point in time, wouldn't they? I always wanted to talk about that. Like, go see if it was like 10 years ago, and you're like, "Hey, would you like slow cooked shoulder of pork in a barbecue sauce?" People would be like, "No." Turn up a couple of years later. Do you want pulled pork? Yeah, seen on Man vs. Food. Give me that with a side of donkey salami. Anyway, very fucking strange. I mean, insects is the craziest one I heard recently. They're like, yeah, there is going to be a point in time where all your fucking protein comes from insects. Like everyone else in the world eats them. You just think you're running around there eating your pigs and donkeys and all, thinking you're the big lad. Just give it a fucking minute. Give it a minute before you're munching down on a fucking, some sort of wasp falafel. Anyway, so that's, I learned a lesson that night from my boy Weston there in the middle of the street. Pretty cool name too. He's telling me about donkey salami. And if you watch the vlog, he also did a pretty solid impression of Louis Theroux, which is great. I mean, I would definitely, if I was him, make documentaries and from behind the camera just speak in that accent. Would you mind telling us that? Brilliant. Brilliant stuff. So that was my Wednesday wrapped up in a nutshell. I also collected the footage of Carl, who was the main cameraman at the Ulster Hall, and he's like, listen mate, just take that hard drive because it is absolutely fucking rammed with shite, and it took ages to transfer. So I took that, word got out to Mickey Bartlett, I was like, I've got this footage from the Ulster Hall, and he's like, I will be down tomorrow to watch it. And I sort of thought like, yeah, come down, you know, we can maybe do a podcast, we can fuck about, you know, whatever. Nope. He literally, that is all he came down to do. he almost barged past me. I was like, where is it? And I'll plug it in. And he just sat. You know, most other people will cringe a wee bit when they're watching stuff. Cringe a wee bit. I can't talk at all. I'm exhausted. Most people sort of cringe a bit when they watch themselves. Mickey's like, fucking right. You know, just watched about fucking 40 minutes of himself. And he's like, here, is there any more or what? Is there a different angle? Can I watch that whole thing again from a different angle? He loves it. Thoroughly enjoys watching himself. You know, he'd repost something at like 3 in the morning that me and him both did. And he'd be like, and then you know rightly that he's been sitting by himself just Googling his own videos like a fucking maniac. But fair play to him. Fair play to you, Mick. I'll be honest with you, not a very fucking eventful week other than that, you know. Spent the rest of the weekend, drinks Friday, Saturday. Real, and you know, I talked about beer 52 up top. I think in my old age, now that I've turned 30, that my tastes are becoming less and less fancy. They were like shite, and then they went a bit upmarket, where it was like, oh, is this some sort of IPA? Where was this, bro? Is there a hint of fucking whatever in this? And then I've just gone back to like, you know, don't get me wrong, I'll still drink your beer 52s. You know, I'll drink your fucking, your fancy, your pale ales and your fucking craft beers. I'll drink all that shit. But sometimes you just feel like a dirty slut and you're like, just give me some Budweiser. Did you ever get that? And I would have fucking slagged people for Budweiser. I'd have been like, you fucking sort your lives out. But now I'm like, sometimes you want to feel that sort of numbness in your cheeks that you felt when you first, you know, stole like 3 of them and drank them in a fucking alley somewhere. No, just me. Jack Daniels, Dave Elliott, I think, or maybe it was Dave and Shane, I can't remember, left me some Jack Daniels, which I didn't even know about the time they came down for my secret birthday party. And I was like, cool, I'll have a wee look at this. I don't really drink Jack Daniels that often. Don't even know if I like it. You know, you'd usually drink something like Jameson or some other soft Irish whiskey. But, you know, drank a wee bit of Jack Daniels and I was like, oh shit, am I totally into Jack Daniels now? You know, and went and fucking bought another big bottle of it. And I was like, this is fucking getting out of hand here. I don't know whether it was just because I was making some delicious drinks. Here's Colin Gettis' cocktail, all right. Pour your Jack Daniels in. Now, luckily, when I was drinking this, we were down in girlfriend Maureen's parents' house, right? And they have a fridge that dispenses ice. Fancy, eh? But there's a button on it for crushed ice, which is one of my favourite things. So you fill it with crushed ice, and then you just pish a wee bit of Coke in. So what you're really doing is you're having about a fucking quadruple Jack Daniels, a pile of ice, and then like 2 shots of Coke. And it was just like a big old slush puppy. I was like, this is how you drink Jack Daniels. I've just figured it out. You know? Not a fucking warm one you'd get in some shithole in Belfast. Get a big old... I mean, it was 2 steps away from putting it in a fucking blender and just like... Actually, that's a good... I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to do a fucking slushy... Like a Jack Daniels slush puppy. Unreal. Good for me. For figuring that out. And also not a great... Not much of a hangover. You know, you could near enough drink the full fucking whack. And then just be grand. Not that you want to drink a full bottle of Jack Daniels. I literally can't talk today. It's getting embarrassing. Big event of the week. Big event of the week. Was Planet Earth. Everyone was talking about it. Planet Earth coming on. David Attenborough's fucking... on Graham Norton, 90 is shit. That's how you want to be. He's one of my fucking inspirations. You want to get to 90 and just be like... See, even if you started at fucking 5 years old, you dumb cunts. You will never have a body of work like me. You just cannot do it. Freak of nature. Literally. Just in there early. And did nothing but that ever since. And just has this fucking, like, just masterpiece upon masterpiece. Now, I know he's not out there producing it and shooting it himself. But, you know, Still pretty fucking, still pretty unbelievable achievement. But they played the first episode of that, which was, I only watch it to get through it, to get to the end, where they tell you how they filmed it. Because it would blow your fucking tits off, that planet Earth. Couple of weird scenes in it. There was a sloth fucking swimming across the water, and you're like, Jesus Christ. Thank God they're not quick. Oh, God. Do you know what I mean? If a sloth was quick and ate, like, meat, you would shite yourself, wouldn't you? Just this fucking, like, black-eyed maniac with fucking razor hand. Do you know what it is? It's like disabled Wolverine. That's what it's like. Not to slag any disabled out there, but, like, that's what it's like. He's like fucking, he's like, I'm Wolverine, but with ME. You know, that's what it's like. If only I had the desire to kill, I would scrape your eyes out. Yes, I would. But right now I'm just going to sleep here and eat these leaves. Great crack. That one of those, they had fucking some crabs and ants and shit, whatever. But the main scene that everyone was getting fucking hard nips over was the, when these sea iguanas, which are essentially Godzilla. Like, if you Google Godzilla and then, you know, Google sea iguana, same thing, pretty much, same design. You got the old barnacles on the head and shit. They look class. They look like they're made out of stone. It's so badass. But, apologies for all the coughing. I don't know what it is. I think I've done a workout before. I think I did a workout before I'm doing this, and I'm just like, I just want to go to sleep. So my voice, I'm also going through puberty. So these sea iguanas would be, I think the eggs are buried under the sand and then they crack, and then the iguanas, which I love. See, like reptiles and shit, where you're like, it's born and it's ready to go. That's why human babies are fucking shit. You're like, there you go, there's your baby, and then in about 3 years, you'll be able to fucking stand by yourself. Well, maybe not 3 years. I think I could walk pretty early. And talk shite, no doubt, pretty early too. So it's like, oh my God, with a coffin, Christ the night. So they burst out of the sand, right? And this, I swear to God, this is like something from like fucking Harry Potter or one of your worst nightmares. I said Harry Potter, like I've seen it. I definitely have. What is with the fucking messages here, lads? Fuck off. So this iguana is born. All its mates and its parents and everything are hanging out by the sea. These things hatch out of the beach. Typical reptiles as well, cold blooded. They're like, I'll lay you and you can fucking sort yourself out after that, you wee prick. So he bursts out of the sand. He's making his way to the thing. And I swear to God, like a fucking nightmare, as it's walking along the beach, out from the rocks come like what looks like about 50 fucking snakes. I don't know what they were called, racer snakes or something? Is that what they said? They all just creep out at the same time, like, and of course the fucking, the music, the score for Planet Earth is incredible. You know, so it's like the fuck, like a Batman movie. Dun, 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 dun. So all these snakes come out at one time and you're like, oh my God, I've never seen as many snakes all doing the one thing at the one time. Because they were like, this is fucking payday, you know? We just hang about here till one of these dickheads crawls out of the floor and eat the fuck out of him. He won't know what he's looking at. Oh my goodness, what are all these beautiful ropes moving? So anyway, the wee lizard freaks out, he starts running and all of these snakes chase him. And you're like, this is fucking nightmarish. Slithering along the ground, one of them gets caught, wrapped up. It's in fact, some of them, it looks like two or three of them bit up at once. As I stifle a fucking yawn here. And then they all wrap around him, and you're like, how does that work? Because I know only one of these can eat it. And you're better eating the baby ones, because if you eat the adult one, he's essentially got a fucking, like, a saw down its back. But it was just fucking crazy. If you haven't seen it, look it up. Just that one clip. Just type in Planet Earth Series 2, sea iguana gets chased by a fucking team of, like a team of snakes. It doesn't even look real. It looks like CGI. You're like, there's no way there's that many snakes in one place and they're all doing the same shit. And they'll just race out from the thing and chase him, and eventually he gets away. I put it on Facebook. I was like, I have PTSD after this shit. I don't know if I'll sleep tonight. Thinking about, between that and fucking donkey salami, and my head's fucking turned. I'm absolutely fucking, my head's racked. By the way, does anyone have a decent fucking, like, chair for their computer? Because I've got to the point where I'm looking up gaming, fucking, like, gamers' chairs. Because I thought to myself, who sits still for the longest? And I was like, yep, big fat fucking gamer losers. So let's get a gamer chair. So if anyone has a good one or could recommend a good one, send it my way, because I'll probably just end up in Argos again going like, aye, but I like the colour of that one. And they're like, yeah, it's a child's Hello Kitty stool. And I'll be like, I don't really like it, but, you know, and then get spina bifida over the course of the next fucking year. It's anal bifida, one of the bifidas. That's one of my favourite lines ever. So that was, check out Planet Earth. There was also, speaking of fucking wildlife, there was a clip of some sort of fucking penguin that was come back to its house, and his wee penguin wife was in the den with another penguin dude, and then he has a full fucking riot with this guy, pecking the shit out of him, and then he ends up having to leave. The other guy beats him, and the other guy gets to stay with his wife, and he walks away all covered in blood and all. And you're like, well, if that isn't an analogy for females all around the world, Colin, that sounds pretty sexist. I know. Well, what can I say? Very unfair. And, like, the worst shape of an animal to have a fight. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, do you want the... You've got a beak, right? Oh, cool. But he has a beak. What if he beaks me in the face? Don't worry. You can protect yourself by using these two little, like, what look like plastic fucking butter knives. And you get to just tap him on the side as he's pecking your fucking eyes out. That's the best you can do. He's like... And you're like, like slapping the side of his belly with your wee fucking stupid hands. Unfucking real. What else? I watched some fucked up shit this week. There was a clip on fucking Anonymous, right? Which is one of those pages that you sort of just follow because, you know, it's the internet. I'm going to see if I can... hold on. Colin attempts to spell the word anonymous like a pain job. Yep, load up, sure. Yep, definitely load up quicker than that, bro. Right, so I clicked on this link and they were saying how apparently Australia has this government paedophile ring that's just apparently horrific. And then they had some girl or some woman who was part of this paedophile / satanic ritual / whatever the fuck it was, and I shouldn't have laughed, because it could be true, but you know when she's telling you these stories, like, you know, this is fucking blah blah, this is the worst thing that ever happened, and this is the secret ring that's happening, you can't help but think, you're like, now if I did see that, I would feel crazy, you know, you would lose your mind a bit, but then you listen to this woman, and you're like, is she for real or is she just mental? You know, because I don't know what the fuck's going on here. But essentially, she went off on one, like, she was like, yeah, apparently the fucking, I don't know, right, if it's true, the Australian government have some fucking child trafficking paedophile ring going on, and she was part of this thing, this satanic ritual thing, where she was like, yeah, they brought out a pregnant woman who was a breeder. She was bred just to be sacrificed. And they lay her on her back. And fucking... And this is the thing. Like, she's talking about Australian fucking, like... You know, like... MLAs. Like, fucking MP type people. But she's typical Australia, just giving them fucking nicknames. And she's like, yeah, so fucking Bono comes down. He fucking takes some sort of ceremonial dagger. And he just basically sticks it in the woman's fucking neck and rips his whole stomach open and takes the baby out. And then they rip the fucking baby open and cut it into bits. And then the baby gets fucking passed around like fucking, like some sort of communion, which is, by the way Catholic communion was invented, nothing Christian about it. They used to fucking kill babies and drink their blood. And anyway, the place fucking, and she's in the place where apparently this happened, and she's like, if you were to fucking do some sort of DNA test in the fucking, on the old carpet there, it's probably full of blood. There's gallons and gallons of blood. Then out comes fucking 8 children. Apparently they were hypnotized and they're just looking dead ahead. And then this guy takes out a fucking samurai sword and he's lopping off the heads of the children. There's fucking gallons of blood pissing all over the floor, mate. I went Lloyd Grossman at the end there. But as much as that's freaky as fuck, there's part of me going like, tell me that was real. You know? Please tell me that was real, because that sounds super fucked up. We're like, imagine. Can you imagine if that shit was real? Here we go. Pedophilia network exposed in Australia. It starts at the top, just like the US and UK. Now, I actually watched this documentary that this guy made himself, so it was terribly made. But it's one of those things where you're like, it was interesting enough. You're like, why did someone else not make this documentary? Because he was claiming, like, where was it? Jersey? Which, was that something to do, or was that near where fucking Savile was? But he was saying that there was similar things where, like, these politicians and sort of rich folk took these, like, you know, sort of, like, orphaned kids out of an orphanage, and they would take them on these holidays. But then they were involved in, like, fucking horrendous, like, evil sex parties where kids were, like, strangled till they passed out, and then they'd let them wake up again, and they would just keep strangling them over and over again. And people getting fucking killed and all sorts of shit. And some wee boy had a story that Edwina Curry made him lick her out, and apparently the fucking stench would have killed you. Where's this podcast going? I don't know. Let me just give you a quick sample of this woman. You will find that my impression was absolutely spot on once you hear her. Fucking blood, mate! Right, I'm going to flick it on a bit here, just so we get some action. Type in Fiona Barnett. Witness of VIP satanic ritual.
She's screaming, right? Beasley's over here. And he goes to us, I'll never forget this, he goes, she's screaming and making a fuss, and he goes, oh.
Of course the internet shits its pants here, for fuck me. I mean, yeah, you will realise how good my impression is pretty quickly.
He says, you know, he's back like this and he comes forward and he goes, excuse us for a minute. And everyone laughs. Everyone thinks that's hilarious. Except for me. And then they've got, because they had 2 big security guards dragging her onto stage and they needed extra help, so it was like usually the thug type who likes to hurt people. And,
by the way, someone else
he used what he knows about holding people down, and the 4 of them pin her down. And then Benno has a
Benno
ceremonial dagger, and he he's like, it's further back. Shame this is here, because
cut to the fucking chase here, Pat. This is. I remember hearing someone going like, you know, there's a lot of women who aren't comedians because they can't tell stories. Jesus Christ, Pat, spit it out.
He's further back.
Completely wrong, by the way. There just aren't that many women comedians.
And he,
very sexist today.
Does his usual crap. You know, they worship their god.
He's like, that's not a fucking ceremonial dagger. This is a fucking ceremonial dagger. Cut to the shit.
Has this knife, and he slams it after he's done all his ritual, you know, ritualistic sort of chanting and words and whatever, and people are chanting and whatever, and he slams this dagger, ceremonial dagger, 2 hands, into the woman's, I don't know, around about here where the bone, and blood just pisses out everywhere. It's like a waterfall and just everything. And then they pull the baby out.
Anyway, you have to listen to it yourself. I'll let you hear this bit. This bit's especially gruesome.
And then there are people assisting, and they've got a gold platter, and they've got a chalice, and they collect the blood of the baby. They drain the baby's blood in the chalice, and then they chop the baby up and put it on the gold platter, and then they pass it around for Holy Communion. So it's the black mass, the real typical old-fashioned black mass that the Catholic mass is based on, right? The Catholic mass is the Latin mass is a sanitized version of this. There's nothing Christian about Catholic mass.
So there you go. But fascinating shit. You know, you sort of are like, you know, you're like, well, maybe is she bullshitting or what is the crack? But then on the other hand, you're like, if that was real, that would be a great film. They should make a film about that, about like elite fucking, there probably is one, you know, Illuminati, satanic worshipping, fucking weird, some sort of sex party. Very fucked up. I mean, is that, if that was real, you're like, why would you be into that? Why would you manage to find a group of people that all wanted to get into politics, that also all don't mind seeing fucking pregnant women being ripped from their throat to their fucking pelvis? Not so cool. Weird. Super fucking weird. But ultimately fascinating. You know what I'm saying? And that's, if I hope you're not eating your dinner on your lunch break at work or something while you're... She also recalls being at Bohemian Grove. On one occasion, she was in a pink bubble room and raped. Mm-hmm. On another occasion, she had to participate in a teddy bear's picnic. A child rape hunt party where children were hunted like animals. And do you know what? I feel like someone at Anonymous went, let me see, disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in Anonymous are solely of those of the original authors and our contributors. These views do not necessarily represent Anonymous staff. But it sounds like this one, they're like, go ahead there and just write the most fucked up shit that you can think of. Like, who thinks of that shit? Like, what did I just read there? Where was that fucking shit? Yeah, participate in a teddy bear's picnic, a child rape hunt party, where children were hunted like animals and raped as... Jesus fucking Christ, the night. That's fucked up. I don't know whether any should hang around reading fucking Anonymous or not. Very weird. Anyway. I love it. Look, now we're stuck on fucking Anonymous. Busted. Iraqi car bomb crisis. Actor fakery caught on camera. Car bomb crisis actors in Iraq. So. So they got a lovely backing track going on here. Guy looked like he just planted a bomb in a car. So what's the point in the false flag thing here? Come on the fuck here and blow up. Okay, so... I love this music. Bang. Car explodes. People run down. Okay, a load of people just hit the floor like they're being shot dead. What are they going to point out here? Okay, this is, honestly, this is maybe the worst bit of a podcast ever. This is me just watching what is apparently a faked bomb and shootout. What am I supposed to be looking at here? Huh? Oh, who fucking knows? Okay, I really should go back and edit that out, but I mean, a recent video released by LiveLeak source shows a staged car bomb explosion. What I call must-watch, jaw-dropping crisis actor fakery. The video is said to be in Iraq. The video shows a man busy doing something by the car. He then walks away from the car, gets into another car where at least one person is waiting for him before they drive off. Seconds after driving off, the car is seen to explode. That's not the important part. What follows is immediately following the explosion, crisis actors quickly run into position, finding well spread out spots on the ground to lie and pretend to be injured in the explosion. The video gets better as the coaches are seen guiding crisis actors into position and waving in the suddenly appeared emergency medical workers. Waving in, this, fuck me, I can't read. The crisis actors are seen pretending to be in agony and unable to carry their own weight. The video leaves one wondering if you should laugh, cry, or get angry. This is another reminder that fakery is now the norm. Propaganda is legal here in the United States, and it's a tactic commonly used by essentially all nations. Shockingly, many Americans today still cannot reconcile the degree of fakery that is now the norm. Okay, so basically what happened there was a bomb went off and then a lot of people ran in and fell on the floor. But I thought they'd run in to see what was going on and then get shot. But seemingly they just ran in and lay on the floor. Alright, that was a whole waste of your fucking time there, guys. Sorry about that. 32 minutes and probably about 8 before that. So we're at about 40 minutes. Let's hit the questions before you've already switched off. Jesus Christ, that's a long day for me and Anonymous tomorrow. Ain't shit getting done tomorrow, tell you that. As soon as I hit that fucking Anonymous, I'll turn into Mickey. That's what Mickey's like these days. He's like, there is, we need to start wearing tinfoil hats. All sorts of mad shit. On a lighter note, I just read a thing before I started this podcast. Apparently women don't need to wear bras, you know? Apparently it doesn't prevent any sort of sagging at all. So I'm all like, definitely get your titties out. Is that true? Is there any women out there with breasts? And I'm sure you're all screaming into your headphones now. Colin, you have breasts. Okay. You tell us whether you need a bra or not. But is that true? But then how come all those African girls have tits down to their fucking cankles? You know, obviously it offers some sort of fucking support. Or is that just the general shape of that type of lady's breasts? Without getting too ethnic. Let me see something. Jesus Christ, what a terrible attempt at spelling that. I apologise for the amount of dead air and shit video watching I've done today. I'll tell you one of the more disturbing things that I've seen, and it could be fake, but it's Caitlyn Jenner, aka Bruce Jenner, aka the Kardashian's da. Fair play to him for having a full head of hair there, because it's like, I mean, does baldness get in the way of the transgender person, is what I would say. You know, if I all of a sudden was like, I think I'd like to live life as a female, or what you would deem to be a fucking female looking animal. Colin, even whether you're an actual, whatever you call yourself doesn't really mean that's what you are, okay? But why is there a picture of Caitlyn Jenner walking down the street with big old hard nips? This says Caitlyn Jenner displaying his nipples in Malibu. Warning, vomit inducing. Yeah, so she's went like, listen, bras are bad for your titties. There's a risk of breast cancer just from constant digging of the stuff in the breast tissue. So I'm going to go down, walk through California with my new lady's nipples, my wee pokies coming through my top there. It is fucked up, isn't it? It's kind of fucked up. What's the male equivalent to, like, wearing no bra? Just, like, wearing sweatpants in public? Is that the equivalent? You know? You're basically, you're doing something where it's just, like, your full gear is on show, like. Ugh. Or is the male equivalent, like, you're wearing some silky running shorts and you can actually see the vein in your dick? That's probably the true, like, nip shot. What about Caitlyn with a nip site? Fuck me, she's starting to look like the big Kardashian, whatever her name is. Who, you know, she's the only one left without kids. It's like, look at my pussy. Get her sex tape out, have her fuck like Kane from wrestling. Probably the only person big enough to handle that ass. In fact, she's not going out with French Montana, which is, you know, he's about as close to, like, I know you can't say retarded, but come on now. He's about as close as you can get to, you know, he's like, you're like, rap me a wee song there. And he's like, how do you have a fucking career, bro, is what I'd like to know. You know, there's a lot of rap going on like that. You know, I hate to go off on one about rap music. We were doing all our walk-on musics for the Ulster Hall, and my boy Aaron McCann there was like, can I listen to Little Yachty Broccoli, right? And I put it on just because I was like, I've heard the name, but I haven't really listened to any song. And it offended me. I was like, I know that this guy is probably a millionaire, and he literally sounds like he is recovering from a fucking brain injury. Fucking ridiculous. And like the right, it's like he went that morning, he's like, I think I'd like to be a rapper today. And everyone went, yeah, you go for it. What do you want to be called? Little Yachty. All right, bro. All right. Did you take your wee tablets today? Yep. Remember to wear your fucking helmet in the bath, you fucking mong. I shouldn't have said all that. I'm just getting emotional. Now, this video's not bad, because the first thing you see is some girl's giant fat dumper. Yes, 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 yes. Listen to this fucking gimp. That's not him yet, actually, hold on. And that is what scientists would call complete wank. Unreal. Unbelievably shit. And something, it's like the worst raps ever. It's like, I got sleepy, then I went to bed, and I brushed my hair, and my hair is on my head. Then I took a shit, it was really lit. And then I had a dog, I own a dog, sitting on the bog. You're like, mate, make some fucking effort, alright? You've beads in your hair like you went to fucking Santa Ponza with your family and they got braids put in, you fucking pain job. Okay, right, let's rattle through these Twitter questions before I lose my shit here. Oh, look, there's someone else has tagged me in a photo of a guy who is just wearing a hat. Here, Colin, you wear hats, therefore you look like this man. Fucking hell. Cheers, guys. Right, where's the first question? What do you reckon about the wee marine iguana legging it from the snakes? Yep, we covered that now, Brady. It was pretty epic shit. Keelan Leaper, whatever that means. Factors, situations, circumstances that make a bad gig. Two words for you. Drunk bitches. Drunk women are the kryptonite of the stand-up comedian. And that's just a fact, you know. Being around the block, guys, I know what these crazy women are like. But there's all sorts of factors, you know. There's like, a crowd can be too small, there can be too many people in, it can be too rowdy, it can be too quiet. You can have someone shite on before you who doesn't get any laughs and you have to fucking pick up the pieces. There can be, the bar staff can be loud, the mic can be shit, there'll be feedback, the speakers can be shit. There's a load of stuff can fuck a night up, like. But most of the time it comes together okay. Aaron Lynn, when do you put up your Christmas decorations? There's people are doing it already. I mean, it's November. I mean, you can bet your ball bag that if I lived by myself, I wouldn't do any of that shit. You know? You know, it's because I have a life partner that, you know, she'd be like, well, obviously we'll have to put decorations up. And I'll be like, okay. That is okay with me. But November's a bit mental. You know, what you really should be doing is about, when it's hitting about the 15th of December, you should go, fuck. Really, let's do it now, because we'll never do it if we don't do it now. That's the sort of attitude I like in life, where you go, right, fuck it, let's do it right now, because it's going to get too late, and then there's going to be no point, so we'll do it. But yeah, November's a bit early. It's fucking nuts. I mean, I saw Christmas stuff before I saw Halloween stuff this year. Most overrated big UK comedians. Oh, God. I don't know. I'm sick of fucking commenting on people like that. I don't really give a shit. I mean, maybe the biggest one. I mean, they all have their... I mean, people slag Michael McIntyre, but he's funny. If you went to see him anywhere, I bet you'd laugh your fucking bag off. You know, it just depends what you're into. Stuart Lee, there's a lot of fucking comedians over here. You know, he would be considered an alt comedian. And it's almost like he's satirizing stand-up itself. And you watch it and you go, I get it because I do stand-up. And I'm sure most people do get it to a certain extent. But you're like, this isn't really fucking entertaining at all. And he's probably like, yeah, sometimes the stand-up isn't about being entertaining. And you're like, yeah, tell that to the cunt that just paid fucking $27.50 to come see you. You floppy-haired Morrissey wannabe cunt. And fucking, you know what I mean? Just be funny. Like, you know, you can be as clever as you want, but you won't be thought as fondly of if you're just funny. You know, if you're all, oh, I'm smart and blah blah, and everyone respects me, all these fucking vegan twats love my stand-up. Yeah, but the guy that's just flat-out funny, every cunt loves him. And I don't know what I'm trying to say there, because, you know, maybe you don't want to be an everyman comedian. But I don't know, look at fucking Jim Jeffries or something. He makes some serious points. Most people think he's class. Chris McManaman. Yes, Colin, did you ever do anything about the container transformation? Nah, it wasn't really my project. It was more Maureen's, but then she had a bit of a fucking crisis of existence where she was like, is this really what I want? I don't have fucking time to transform my fucking dirty washing into clean washing right now. Fucking, let alone transform a container into a fucking office. P.S. T-shirts are quality. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Chris McManaman ordered 3 T-shirts off congas.com. Sent them out. Hope you enjoyed them. He also ordered a hat, of which I have none left, so I apologize for that. I actually refunded you for today, so enjoy that. And sorry it took so long, because I was waiting on a new card. I don't know if I spoke about this last week. I tried to buy something on the internet, and I was like, that's not working. Put the details in again. I was like, that is not working. Maybe it's their site. And then I had to send someone money, and I fucking typed it in the thing, and I went to send that, and I was like, your details are wrong. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And then eventually I went to buy something in a shop, declined. I was like, okay. Went to the cash machine, this card is no longer fucking valid or whatever. And I was like, oh good, now I can get no money whatsoever. So I rang the bank and they were like, is you Scottish girl? I was like, yeah, your card was registered as broken. And I was like, okay. She goes, so we sent a new one out, did you get it? And I was like, nope. And she goes, alright, well, right enough, it's been registered as broken, but there's been no call made. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And she goes, all I can really say is that it's probably like an internal mistake. And I was like, okay, so what now? And she goes, well, we just sent out a new card. And I was like, how long does that take? She was like, 3 days. I was like, oh good, I'll just wait, you know. Who needs money anyway? I'll just sit here and not leave the house. Death. But that's fucked up. I don't know what happened. Just something happened where they thought that the card had been registered as broken. And I never rang them once. The card was fine. Fucked up, bro. So your money should be in just turning your corner now. What do you think? Who do you think will win the election on Wednesday from Chris McCulloch? I think it'll probably be Hillary. Because as much of a fucking crook as she is, which she is, I mean, deleting all those fucking emails and all, it's like, you should definitely be in prison. You know, when she's laughing her fucking head off about killing whoever the fuck it was it Bin Laden or something, just laughing her head off, and then fucking, she got that, there was not someone like sexually assaulted a child, or a minor, and she was his fucking lawyer and got him off, and her words were something like, oh, can you believe they bought it? So she knew rightly, she's like, yeah, I have a fucking guilty paedophile in my hands here, but I'm a good lawyer, so he's walking around in public, good for me. There's my husband there, dumping loads in the fucking interns. Good times. Let me get to my questions here. Right, let's rattle through these because my favourite show is coming on soon. That SAS show. Not a question as much as it is a public service request. Please never allow McDonald's staff to do's in the Lavery's Comedy Club. And that's from Alex Johnson from the band Petty Youth. If you want to check them out, maybe doing a video for them. Excitement also. Here's a bit of excitement for you. The drummer from the old Bonneville. I'm probably not allowed to mention this. It's not confirmed. Chris from the Bonnevilles. One of me and Mickey's favourite bands. And it should be one of yours too. Message there. I mean, is there anything worse than waiting on a gift? I'm having to whisper this. Waiting on a gift for someone that you've ordered. But you have to fucking intercept that gift at some stage. Did you ever get those times? That'll be me tomorrow. Just, yeah, I'll bring you breakfast in bed. Anyhow. Oh, yeah, so Chris and the Bonneville's got in touch with me, and he's like, do you want to maybe look into doing a sort of stand-up / music gig next year? You know, me and Mickey do warm-up, do stand-up, piss about, and then the band play after that. And I was like, mate, that is the coolest thing I've ever heard in my fucking life. So we're looking into that. I'm going to race through these because I'm about to piss everywhere. Yeah, I'll try not to let any of those fuckers. It's got 5 likes. Oh my god, he said that. Aaron, Mickey, James McSorley. Yeah, fuck me. They were a bit of a handful. Lee McGlinchey. I mean, who? Don't go to a comedy night and your fucking staff night out. Just go on the piss. There's gigs I haven't went to because I've had a few too many drinks. And I was like, I will not get. Went to the Fringe, you know, had tickets bought for things. And I was like, I don't really have the fucking mental capacity to sit through an hour stand-up here, so I'll just not bother. Respect. You know what I'm saying? McDonald's or KFC, and that's from Lee McGlinchey. I would say KFC. Oh, wait a minute, would I? I don't know. The only thing I like out of McDonald's is that big tasty burger. Because it's like resembles a normal burger. KFC in general, I would prefer more. There's more of KFC that I would eat, if that makes sense. Gordon Baker, how are you finding the country? It's grand, mate. It is fucking freezing at the minute. got the fire on, you know what I'm saying? As soon as you start lighting fires, that's when you start getting colds, isn't it? Because you're fucking roasting, and then you walk outside, and you've got, like, frozen snots. Like, Dumb and Dumber. Have you ever had any paranormal experiences, or do you believe in all that shit? I mean, your mind kind of takes over, and you would believe in that sort of shit. However, I've never experienced any of that, and nor do I want to, because I think I would shite all over myself. But no, I haven't really had anything paranormal. And let's pray it never happens. Who or what was the last thing that really tried your patience? Good question, Lewis. Tried my patience. There's a lot of things that, like, people get slobber to me, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? I'm pretty easy going that way. It's just bad logic. Cracks me up. You know, just things that, like, should make sense, but they don't. You know, red tape of any sort. Can I get this done? You just have to fill in this and do it and fucking do it. And you're like, just fucking do it. I can't really think of anything. I mean, if you were to speak to Maureen, she'd be like, well, you lose your shit about 100 times a day, so how could you really fucking narrow that down? Really tried your patience. Nah, I don't know. There'd be nothing that would make me really fully lose my shit. I hate dealing with... sometimes, in fact, do you know what really does my head in? If I have been sort of employed by someone to make a video, and you're going back and forward and back and forward and back and forward with someone who never makes a video, has never made a video, and you're like, listen, just let me make the fucking video, will you? Chill out the fuck. My nose is freezing. I shouldn't have done a podcast in this room. It's absolutely freezing. What was the last thing that tried your pit? Yeah, one out of every four clients that I would work for, you end up losing your shit a wee bit. You know, when you're on the seventh version of a video and you're sending it back, just like, and they're like, what version do you prefer? And you're like, all of them were funny. You know, every time I send it back to you, it is minus a funny bit. I don't know if I should put that in. All right then. Get someone else to make your fucking video. Because the reason it's like that is because you asked me. Unreal. Do you think you'll get married to your girlfriend, or are you waiting for the right time to come out as a big gay white Barney the dinosaur? I don't know if... I'm one of those lazy cunts where if I was gay, you would know it from the time I was about six. You know, I'm not trying to hide that shit. I'd be like, yep, gay as fuck. What are you going to do? Do you think you'll get married to it? I think I probably will at some stage. You know, just don't like the half-arse things, you know. You gotta be original. You can't be one of these cunts like, oh, I just got a fucking H. Samuel ring and then took her to the Gal Gorm, which is pretty much an absolute pit of semen at this point. How many people check in there? Checked in at the Gal Gorm, so Garth here is gonna be absolutely dropping loads on me for the next 24 hours. Isn't that great? So there you go. What did you think about Aussie Man reviews? Aye, first fucking few were funny. I understand that you gotta jump on some shit when you can, but like, if it's the only thing you do, it gets a bit fucking shit after a while, doesn't it? Him or that Irish lad, Dane something, Kane to me. Yeah, whatever. I don't know. It's a weird time. It's just, you see people like that and you freak out. You're like, why the fuck are these people doing so well for themselves and all they do is talk in their camera? Because that's what happens, you know? They provide content that people like and they have loads of eyes, and all you need is numbers. If you turn around and went, listen, there's a million people on my page, you can pretty much print your own fucking money. It's unreal. Tony Donaghy, tell your mom I said hello, and then smiley face. Alright, mate. I haven't seen her in about a year, but in fact, you tell her I said hello. How about that? Any more news on Blood, Mud and the Beer? Absolutely not, Carl Ward. What do you think I've done? Fucking work? Sort your life out. What's this? Hold on. What's this video? Okay, so Jared Moore has sent me a video of it's a product called Below the Belt, and it is at Boots, and it's like a product that you put on your ball bag so you don't get sweaty balls. If anyone works for Below the Belt and they want to sponsor this podcast, please give me a shout, because there's two things I like: dry balls and free money. So make it happen, guys. Getting back to Carl Ward, any more news on Blood, Mud and the Beer? I don't know. I'm not thinking about it at the minute. Should I really do it? Should I make a movie called Blood, Mud and the Beer? I don't know. I'll think about that, Jason. I think I should do one big project along with all my other shit in 2007, and I might make it that. That about wraps us up this week. Sorry I didn't end on a higher note. I mean, I could do another impression of that woman that was watching babies being killed, but it's just not that good a crack. So, blood pissing all over the floor, mate. I think we'll have to end it there, because I'm literally about to piss myself. So, too much information. Why have I to tell anyone that? Oh, what's this? An email from Late License 2. Oh, we might be back in the game, guys. Send me a tweet if you think I should do the new series of Late License or not. Or should I just busk in Corn Market in Belfast for half an hour and probably earn the same money? Ooh, burn. Right, I'm going to go here. I'll speak to you next time. Beer52.com, promo code BANTER10, get £10 off your order. Follow me on Snapchat, check out the vlogs, and go to Lavery's on the 16th, and that's about all I have to fucking say right now. Cheers for listening so far. By the way, there was an excuse. There was an opportunity to celebrate, but we missed it. I'm currently on podcast number 209. So 9 podcasts ago was 200. So I could have went, yeah, fucking sweet, guys, and we could have all celebrated, but I missed it. But it's not about celebration, guys. It's about just plowing forward, isn't it? So thanks for listening, and tell your friends and order some beer. All right, guys, I'll speak to you next time. Take it easy.